USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With many more states considering bills to follow Alabama and Georgia in passing strict abortion bans, Planned Parenthood President Dr. Leanna Wynn says women have the right to be upset.
Women in this country are paying attention. We are outraged. We know who is standing up for us and our health care and who wants to take away our rights.
And Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says conservatives and the religious right have launched a war on abortion rights.
Right now, all across this nation, there is a well-funded attack coordinated by right-wing extremists to deny women the right to control their own bodies and their own futures.
Within the next week or so, Missouri's governor plans to sign a bill restricting abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The threat of severe storms will spread across a vast area today, including Texas to southern Minnesota. The greatest threats will be across central to northern Texas, toward Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. There have been as many as 34 tornado reports since Friday morning across the central U.S., including Kansas, Nebraska, and Texas. President Donald Trump addressed the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. There he criticized the Democrats running for president, but only so much.
But I don't want to hit it too hard. I want to save it for the election because I don't want them to change. I don't want them to have time to pivot. I want them to go with this stuff.
U.S. drug czar James Carroll is preparing to travel to China later this year to check on whether the government there is keeping its promise to crack down on fentanyl production and trafficking. Carroll tells Fox News.
Almost all the drugs that are killing Americans are coming in from overseas. They're either coming in from China or they're going from China to Mexico.
China recently announced at the beginning of this month it would regulate all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. This is U.S. Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump has a new trade deal in the works. USA's Wendy King has more.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada stayed strong by waiting for a full lift of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. That happened, and now he says they're working on a new NAFTA.
These continued tariffs on steel and aluminum and our countermeasures represented significant barriers to moving forward with the new NAFTA agreement. Now that we've had a full lift on these tariffs, we are going to work with the United States on timing for ratification.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican and strong supporter of President Trump, is unhappy with the U.S. Border Patrol's plan to send more than 1,000 illegal migrants and asylum seekers to two largely Democratic counties in his state.
The legislature, at my urging, passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities. And so we basically, as a state, said, we are going to work with the federal government constructively. We're going to work with them to help them, remove criminal aliens. We're not going to be like some of these other states that are not allowing, federal authorities to come into a jail or a courthouse. So we've been very cooperative.
DeSantis says it wasn't Trump who came up with the plan, but the Department of Homeland Security. He says he wasn't aware of the plan until county officials reported it to the media. As of yesterday, there are also three flights a week from Rio Grande Valley to San Diego for families only, each one carrying up to 135 illegal migrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.